Yep. The Senate Rules Committee will come to order. Welcome back to everybody. Senator Olson, I haven't seen you yet. It's good to see you. Today is kind of our pre-session boilerplate items. Why don't we go through the opening resolutions? If there are any of these resolutions that people aren't comfortable with today, I don't think there's an urgency on any of them. But they're pretty boilerplate, so let's just kind of go through them and see which ones we want to take up today or not. Senator, Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, the first one in your packet should be the postage resolution, and this is the same number of stamps as were authorized for the 2009 session.
Senator, as amended.
Okay. Yes, as amended.
So that ultimately means 50% of what we're doing normally? That seems to have worked out for people, or not so much, or?
Don't look at me. I've got plenty.
Okay. So, Senator Senjum, it does seem that it's worked for members?
Yeah, I think I've not heard of any.
Okay. So, Senator Senjum.
I'll move it.
Moves postage 10. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted. Oops. Okay. Interns 10. They're all 10. Okay. Interns 10.
Mr. Chairman, the intern resolution is the same as last year. The dollar amounts are the same as last year. There's one change, which is on lines 14 through 17, there's an authorization for up to two volunteer interns working under the supervision of the Secretary of the Senate. And as I understand it, one of those people would be up in the Senate office helping with Senate information. I'm not sure where the other person might be.
Do I know about this or not? we may have had this discussion. Ms. Off, do you want to just join us? I think we did some staff reduction there, and I think they want to fill some of that with intern.
Mr. Chair, do we set any limit? You know, not everybody probably has an intern. Do we know whether there's as much pursuit of the intern position this year as last, or
is Scott here? Or? I don't know.
Scott is here, but
apparently a little less than there's been in the past.
I would say if there is a little less, that on the whole, even adding these two to do some good stuff.
Yeah,
and that's a good place to learn process and things that are going on for an intern position.
That's true.
Save some money too.
Why don't we just set that one aside for a second? Are you ready, Ms.
Yeah.
Off? Are you ready? And I didn't mean to embarrass the staff. We probably talked about this, and I just don't remember.
Mr. Chair, members, I apologize if that wasn't brought to your attention. The intention, I believe, was to have one intern working in the public information in the area of Scott Magnuson's office. As you may know, Marge Collins has retired. She's going to be back on a temporary basis and part-time at the beginning. So Scott had requested having an intern in that area. So, and to be honest, I wasn't aware of the second position, so possibly you might want to just leave this at the one.
We'll just hold off on the whole
okay.
thing right now and get a further discussion. So, okay. Mr. Watson?
Mr. Chairman, there should be a third resolution. It's not in my packet, but maybe it is in yours for mileage.
Chair, can I just kind of go back to holding off?
Senator Sanger.
Does that preclude anybody else moving forward, or should we just hold off with that paragraph?
Yeah, I think Senator Senjum, you might be right. Why don't we just hold off on that paragraph? So
sure,
Senator Senjum moves.
I would move adoption excluding lines 1.13 to 1.17, if that's appropriate.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Senjum, that would go further, I think, than the discussion has been. If you wanted to just not include the volunteer interns in the Secretary of the Senate's office, then I think it would be just the language on lines 14 and 15
between the commas.
What, Senator, I just noticed it says may reimburse. So why don't we allow this in the Rules Committee, and then we'll have some discussions with them and find out if it's going to be one or two. Or is that, can you work with that?
I don't have any problem with any of it the way it is. It's
okay.
I don't see our staff adding one if they don't have one that's adequate or that they have a need for the position. And we're all in that boat.
Senator Olson.
We don't have to take the take.
Okay.
And it's May throughout the whole.
Senator Senger moves the intern 10 then. Thank you. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted. There's a third one, you think? Does anybody have a third one in there?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I guess I was referring to the mileage resolution setting the miles for Senator Perry, but that, I guess, is not going to come before the Rules Committee. Just do that on the floor. It'll be on the floor.
Okay. So that's just boilerplate. So why wouldn't it come through Rules first?
It's just because it's a technical kind of thing.
Okay.
It's amending the other one just days.
Senator Olson, they're taking our power. They're taking the Rules Committee's power. It's a slippery slope.
Mr. Chairman, will it be an adjustment from Senator Days by 1 mile, or is it up to 5 miles? Or it's probably very major.
Senator Perry lives in Waseca. Yeah. Okay, so let's move on. I'm sorry. Mr. Watson, is that all the resolutions?
Mr. Chairman, that's all the resolutions. I think the next thing is Mr. Boomhauer.
Okay, Senate roster, Mr. Boomhauer. I signed about 10 of those resolutions. Where are they all?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Dan Boomhauer, Director of Human Resources. And in your packet, you have the roster for regular employees as well as temporary employees. As you are aware, there were no general salary increases for this group of employees. The freeze was put into place in February, I believe, of last year. Our headcount on regular employees is 203, and on the temporary employees it is 43. And that's down on the regular employees by 3% from last year, and on the temporaries 14% from last year.
Okay, questions?
Do you need a motion on this?
I think so, yes. You guys have a chance to vet it?
I think I'm carrying the bill to ratify these.
Okay. Senator Metzen moves in adoption of the temporary and the permanent rosters. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted. Okay. Welcome to the Senate. Then we have finally the even more potential employee benefit policy changes. You love doing this stuff, don't you, Mr. What do you have for us today?
Okay, Mr. Chairman, what I have first is to present before the committee is the Legislative Coordinating Commission Legislative Plan for Employee Benefits and Policies. This is the benefit and policy book that applies throughout the legislature, and the LCC is charged with putting this together, and much of it they have jurisdiction over from the standpoint of vacation, sick leave, and so forth. There are a few things that we have jurisdiction that we can change ourselves, and the first item then would be to adopt the LCC benefit book that is that was adopted by the LCC. In your packet, attachment one is a summary of the changes that took place to the benefit book. Most of these changes are pretty minor. There are three types of changes. One set is conforming changes, which conform to state law or how the executive government is the executive branch is handling things. The second part deals with some staff proposals, and then the third part is some clarifications. I can go over those if you want.
Briefly, yes.
Okay. Under the conforming changes, there is a state law that allows disabled veterans to they apply for 40 hours of sick leave to get that, and this book would just go along with that change in statute. So it reflects that. The second item deals with salary savings leave, and in the statute that was made permanent, and the recommendation is that our language parallel that. The third deals with unpaid leave for military service. This was a change in state law that deals with call-ups and disabled veterans. It allows people that are called for active duty, for a family member that has that happen, to take up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave for the call-up of a family member. And then if that family member is injured in the military, that individual could take up to 26 weeks of unpaid leave. Again, both of these leaves are unpaid. The next item deals with updating the insurance chapter. The LCC is responsible for that. There's really no major changes to the insurance chapter. This is the group benefits that employees enjoy. The next set of changes deals with some staff proposals that were adopted by the LCC. One of them deals with the advance of emergency sick leave in response to the H1N1, and that allows the appointing authority to grant sick leave, and the amount of sick leave has yet to be determined. I guess that would be determined by the Rules Committee at some point if we would want to do this, but this is just some enabling language to allow us to grant emergency sick leave before it would be accrued, with the idea being that if somebody has the H1N1 or there's some sort of pandemic of some sort, that we would like to have those people out of the workforce and not infecting other employees. So it allows the appointing authority to grant sick leave for specific situations that the appointing authority would deem necessary. It's not for the regular flu or routine type things, but it would be for the extraordinary events. The next one also deals a little bit with sick leave, and currently the policy allows the use of sick leave to be used in the care of an ill family member or regular member of the immediate household. And the proposal there was to allow that language to be parallel for taking those individuals to doctor's appointments and so forth. So it just kind of trues up the language between appointments, doctor's appointments, and the actual care for an ill person. The next change deals with the high deductible insurance plan. This plan was presented and is available, I guess, to certain to the commissioner's plan participants, and a lot of the specifics of the plan were just recently made available, and because of that and the logistics of implementing a high deductible insurance plan, the recommendation was for the legislature that we implement that in calendar year 2011, in fiscal year 2011, so that we have all of our ducks in order and the education effort done before we jump into this, because it's fairly complicated. It's a complicated concept for people to understand, and people have to really make some decisions as to whether that type of plan is best for them or the more traditional plan, and we want to make sure that people have enough information to make an intelligent decision on that. So that was the recommendation there. So there is language in the book to allow us to put in a high deductible plan next year in conjunction with the traditional plan that is available to employees. Then there were a few clarifications. One has to do with the payroll year. Our pay cycles differ between the Senate, the House, and I believe the LCC, and certain benefits end at the end of a year. And because of our automated system and so forth, the end of a year isn't necessarily on December 31st. The payroll periods, I think only one in every 12 years does a payroll period end on December 31st. So it causes a lot of problems in our benefit administration if we say that the floating holiday goes away on 12/31. What we propose to do is have those benefits at end of the end at the end of the year, end at the end of the payroll period that may transpire a calendar year. So, for instance, if that goes 3 days into the next calendar year, then they would expire at that point. So it's just an administrative situation to streamline the administration of some of these benefits. Transfers and reappointments, there was some obsolete language in the current plan going back to current employees who in 2006 had a certain amount of time to apply for prior service. Obviously, since 2006 is long gone, that language is no longer applicable, so that language was deleted. Then also on the health care spending plan, we wanted to clarify that that $250 contribution is only payable one time. The language in there was a little bit clear, and we wanted to nail that down so that people couldn't argue that they would be entitled to multiple $250 payments. And then finally, under the severance payout, there was some clarification of the payments to employees terminating. We wanted to make sure that any severance payouts would not include leave that was donated to that person. So any severance payments would be based only upon what that person has accrued. So again, just to clarify that piece of it. So those were the main changes to the LCC book that was adopted by the LCC.
Questions by members?
Sure.
Senator Sundrum?
Maybe just an kind of an overlapping question. A lot of paper. How do staff know how to access this stuff? Or are there books or is it online?
Yes, it is online. Okay. It's on the Senate intranet.
Okay, that's all.
Page 7, I just note on page 7 there's a seniority is spelled wrong.
Yeah, I have to point that out.
Okay, so we need a motion here, Mr. Watson?
Yes.
What would be the appropriate motion?
To adopt the LCC plan for employee benefits and policies as amended. Mr. Boomhauer, does this incorporate the amendments, or are you going to talk about them separately?
I was going to talk about the Senate amendments separately, if
so. Maybe we better hold off on that motion until after you have explained the amendments, and then first amend, and then do.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, in addition to this book is adopted, we have jurisdiction here in the Senate, or the Rules Committee does, to approve certain other items that are in this book, and there were a couple that I wanted to bring to your attention. The first has to do with the service award program. The service award program in the Senate, the way that it has been administered, is based solely on Senate seniority. It doesn't count other legislative time.
This is attachment 2 we're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, this is attachment 2 on the service award program. So what I'm proposing to do there, Mr. Chairman, is just make that language reflect what our practice is here in the Senate.
Okay.
And then secondly, this is kind of streamlining some wording on deferred compensation. It talks about the prior matches for prior years and so forth. That really is no longer relevant. So I just deleted that language and indicated what the match is for 2009 and beyond. So again, just getting rid of some old language there. And then finally, it's recommended that the leave donation policy, which is attachment 3, be updated to conform with some changes that have been adopted in the executive branch on leave donation. Basically, what they did is they increased the number of hours that could be donated from 12 hours to 40 hours. This would be in the event that somebody had used up all their sick leave and had a legitimate illness. Other employees could donate up to 40 hours, and that's the way it is in the executive branch now. And this language just parallels that. The other change in the executive branch was that leave donation only used to be available for employees, and now employees are able to use that for illness or injury of a spouse or dependent. And this proposal would reflect that language as well.
Was that done through contract negotiations, those two changes, or how did that happen?
Those are changes in state law, Mr. Chairman.
So this would conform with state law, then?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, we have now three documents before the committee. This third document, Attachment 3, is not a part of the LCC benefit plan. That's a separate Senate policy. So you might want to take a separate vote on that, and then the amendments to the LCC, and then the LCC as amended.
Okay. Senator Metzen moves Attachment 3.
Yeah.
Senator Senjum. Oops, Senator Metzen.
Yeah, just for clarification, the LCC did listen to all of these proposals and agreed unanimously. So it's not anything new. I mean, we did review them all. And so.
Senator Senjum on Attachment 3.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And it may be in here. I'm just going to ask a question. Would this be with a supervisor's approval? And I don't see anywhere in here that it says that.
Mr. Chair, Senator Senjum, this would be based upon a medical opinion from the doctor that the person, first of all, qualified and had some sort of medical condition. And then the other criteria is that the person would have used up all of their sick leave. So there really wouldn't be any supervisory approval of this.
Mr. Chair, isn't this about if my LA wants to give up to 40 hours of time to the cause of some other employee? That could occur with this procedure?
Yes.
And could that occur without a supervisor's approval?
Mr. Chair, Senator Senjum, yes, it could.
Since there are benefits.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Olson.
Mr. Chairman, I think we changed state law, but it's not taking away from their work time. It's giving their vacation or sick leave.
Oh, I'm
time.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
There's no net cost increase to the state because they're going to either get it in their own or give it to somebody else. Right?
That's correct.
So Metzen moves Attachment 3, discussion on leave donation, putting our Senate policy in conformance with state law. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion adopted. And Senator Metzen moves Attachment 2. And Attachment 1?
Well, Attachment 2 is an amendment to Attachment 1.
To Attachment 1. So we better do 2 first. Okay. Yeah. Senator Metzen moves Attachment 2, which would then be amended on to Attachment 1. So these are the areas where we'd be slightly different than the LCC. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion adopted. And finally, Senator Metzen moves Attachment 1 as amended by Attachment 2. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted. Members in your, I think we passed out, I have a copy. Did we pass out to everybody? Senator Senjum and I are under Rule 10.6. I guess we're making, but we're also suggesting if there's somebody who wants to do something different, we would consider that. Committee appointments for Senator Perry. And I think the bottom line is he is taking over all of the committee assignments of Senator Day except for Senator Day's seat on the Finance Committee. Since we only have senior members on the Finance Committee, I didn't think that was appropriate. And Senator Senjum would be added to the Finance Committee.
A secret ballot on that one.
Senator Cohen, can you work with Senator Senjum? Is he easier or harder to work with than Senator Day? Well, are you going to wade into whether he will be easier or harder to work with than Senator Day? I don't know.
To be seen.
So, is everybody okay with this? It just seemed like a fairly straightforward thing to do. And obviously, next year, since those are pretty senior committee assignments, next year that would all be open for discussion. But it just seems that that's the easiest thing to do right now. And I think that's a good set of committees for Senator Perry. So. Okay, anything else we need to do? Okay, Senator Senjum and members, just for scheduling purposes, I think Senator Lankseth is putting a committee bill together on the bonding package today that would then show up in Senator Cohen's committee tomorrow. Is that correct, Senator Cohen? You were going to hear it tomorrow?
Yes.
And it's an enrolled bill, so that it doesn't need to be, nothing has to happen before Senator Cohen hears it. That they are, it's a committee bill. Or we need an introduction. Okay, so we need to, I'm asking, can we hold the floor open today with the skeleton crew so that after they process it in Senator
Lankseth's
capital committee, they'll then present a bill, they'll have a bill, if they amend it or anything, they'll get that all together, and then we would introduce that this evening or later this afternoon in a skeleton crew. And then I think Senator Cohen was planning on hearing that bill tomorrow. And then I think we will take it up on Tuesday, but so that Monday we won't need an additional. We'll just take the committee report on Monday on the floor from Senator Cohen's committee, and then we would just take it up as a special order on Tuesday. That'll cost us a legislative day, but, you know, it's a pretty major bill. So.
That assumes we're passing it?
Well, I'm assuming that all processes in that fashion, yes. Senator Cohen, you're not totally happy with the list yet? Or?
I was just trying to work this through in my mind. You mean it isn't going to be introduced when we first go into session?
No.
So it will be, if it's introduced later, it will be then automatically just referred to finance.
We'll finance, we'll refer
to capital investment.
Right, because it will have already been worked on by capital investment.
They're introducing it as a committee bill to go
right.
to. Okay, got it. Thank you.
And if things go, I mean, if Senator Cohen's committee does pass it, then I think we would try to take it up on Tuesday. We would accept the committee report on Monday and then take it up on Tuesday. I think that gives everybody time to take a look at it. Because
yeah.
if they.
Mr. Chair, that's helpful. There are concerns about what's in the bill. Yeah.
Right. It just seems that would give people enough time. But any others?
Not what's in the bill. Mr. Chair, it's not to say what's in the bill. It's about having an opportunity to look at the bill.
Absolutely. I'm eager to see it also.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I already have an amendment.
And you haven't even seen it yet.
I haven't even seen it, and I haven't. Technical, I hope, on a previous bonding provision that needs a date extension. One of my communities got the email this morning at 8:30.
Okay, and then on general scheduling, we are not taking up the deadlines yet, but I think we can kind of describe where that's headed. But let me put it this way. It appears that the third committee deadline will probably be the Monday before Easter Passover. What's that date?
29th.
The 29th. And the other two committee deadlines will be obviously previous to that. The third committee deadline, which means basically all the policy bills and the budget bills have to be out of the divisions and things, is the 29th, we think that is?
March 29th.
Which is I think Passover starts at
sundown
on that Monday, and so we will not be in session. I think for your planning purposes, the Easter Passover break will start noon or 3 o'clock on Monday the 29th, and I presume we'll come back on that following Tuesday. There's not an agreement yet with the House, but I'm presuming we'll come back that following Tuesday. Since we are going a day early, maybe we would come back that following Monday, but Senator Bach doesn't think we're coming back that following.
Mr. Chairman, to the members who have children at home, I always remember in the school calendar there was an Easter Monday holiday.
They're not back in school yet.
K-12 system, so I think it would accommodate our staff that have kids still enrolled in our K-12 system better to come back on Tuesday.
I'm going to check that fax center. Is that a real fact, or did you?
I remember.
Or were you just negotiating? Those of us children don't remember that.
It's called Easter Monday, I remember.
I think that might just be a Senate term.
Mr. Chair, only on the range.
Yeah, only on the range. Only on the range. The next Rules Committee, as of this moment, the next Rules Committee would be February 17th. We may be back here before that, but we're going to do the audit. Is Senator Frederickson in charge of that again?
No.
Oh, you aren't? Who's in charge of the audit this time? Aren't you chair of the audit group?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I was for a few years, but I never received notice that I was reappointed to that position, so I have not been involved with the audit for 2 times.
Well, we'll find out.
Well,
you
should be.
Yeah, you should be.
I thought the workload was a little light.
Would you like to be involved in that?
Yeah.
So why don't we run it through Senator, why don't we run it through Senator Frederickson?
Senator Frederickson.
Yeah. So, anything else, Senator Senjum?
Chair, next time when we meet, and staff has been loyal in terms of getting us these reports, these quarterly financial okay. reports, but it may not be a bad idea to have that on our table at some point.
Okay.
Perhaps next meeting.
We'll absolutely yeah. can do that. Okay. Senator Perry has already been sworn in, correct?
No.
Oh, no.
We are doing it today.
No. Oh, we are? Oh, okay.
They wanted to do it earlier. But they just got the certificate this morning.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Chairman, on that, that's before the regular.
After the prayer, before the roll call.
Okay, I was not aware of that. Okay, so we'll do that. Anything else that we need to be aware of, desk? Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'm recalling, and maybe somebody knows, is there a little reception for Mr. Perry after at some point?